Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. I want to talk about communities, a little social media, and your small business. There are two things that are sure with regard to social media and your business. Number one is, as a way to connect with customers, social media is here to stay. As you've heard me say before, it might be a craze, but it's not a fad. It's not going to go away. And number two, social media will evolve into an essential customer community building tool. Every successful business, whether you're a small business or not, or a large business, every business will use. Social media will be a community building tool that we all will use if you plan to survive. Social media, as you know, I'm the original social media heretic. I'm a true believer who doesn't like the status quo. And you know I don't like that term, social media. I prefer other terms. But it's handy. It's a handy tool, handy term these days. But to be clear and to be accurate, social media really is the technology that makes online community building possible. It's not the community itself. Social media allows for the creation of and service to online communities where dialogue and interaction among community founders and members are possible. Now, what's a community founder? You're a community founder. If you have a customer list, if you have customers, those customers are in a community. They're your community of customers. And you founded that community because you're the person that they came to see. You're the company they're buying from. So you're the community founder of that list, and the members are your customers. And while the term social media, as I say, is handy, I still think that the best way to think of it is for your business is building online customer communities. And I know that's longer. It's not as handy. It's a little unwieldy. And you don't have to say that. Say social media, but when you say social media, think building online customer communities. There are two primary examples. Let's talk about those two, what I think are two primary examples of these communities. First is a company profile, or in Facebook it's called a fan page. And also on Twitter, you've got your company profile page, your landing page on Twitter, and on the other, and you got all the other social media sites, whatever they call it. That's one of the examples of a way to build community is through that. Your company can build communities with these platforms, and they're free, but they do have limitations. And the limitations are basically what the hosting company, Facebook, Twitter, etc., what they allow you to do. Those are limitations. Plus, if they ever go away, if somehow they collapse, they have a problem, security problem or whatever. Whatever you've done there, you know, could be in peril. So there are limits, although they right now they're pretty handy, and I recommend them to you. The second community is founded and hosted by you and your company, and it's oriented around specific relationships with customers and prospects. In other words, the only people that are around in this community are the people who you know, who know you, who know about you, whether they're doing business with you or not. This type of community is established when customers tell you they subscribe to some of your channel offerings. And the channel offering I'm talking about are ways that you can connect with your customers, can reach out to them and give them information about how to use products or to receive offers from you. Maybe that's what they're asking for. There's now... The reason why I'm pointing this out, folks, is because you have more control over this community. And there's emerging technology that will help you create platforms, social media customer community platforms that you host. And I think this is something that's going to be a big deal, more big deal in the future. I think in 3 years, this will be what will be the rage, not Facebook. And the reason I say that is because Facebook is good at connecting the world, right? But if you're a small business, you don't need the world. You just need the customers that you can, maybe you just need neighborhood customers. If you're a diner, if you're a dry cleaner, if you're a jeweler, for example, or something like that, a local tire store, used car company, something like that, you just need the folks in your area, and you may want to have more control over that, and that's the reason I think these platforms that are going to be coming out real soon, they're already out there. I think they're going to be handy for you. I think the day will come when you won't care so much about Facebook. But right now, I think it's a good place for you to learn, for you to get put your training wheels on, so to speak. A channel is a syndication tool. I talked about the channels that people could subscribe to become part of your community. These are syndication tools, are methods of delivery of content and services to your community. This is a way for you to serve the community. For example, there's real simple syndication, RSS. You could have a blog. You could have email marketing activity. You could text message your customers. You could connect with them on Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. That's what the different channels are that people are going to expect you to make available to them so that they can stay close to you, let you stay close to them. Customers want to give you permission to follow them home to do these things. So give them that capability, folks. A website, you're going to want, obviously you need to have a website, right? But a website is pretty, it serves a purpose, but it's increasingly only going to be used as a distribution, more as a distribution than as a destination. Your website, start thinking of your website more as a way of delivering information to the communities through your social media capability. There's one critically important thing that a community founding company needs to understand about both of the online customer communities. You cannot control community behavior. Members, your customers and your prospects, control the conversation in the community. As the founding company, you can only create and influence the community and then serve it with products, service, and demonstrate your values. That's what customers are looking for. If value is the threshold of a community relationship, values are the foundation. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.